Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Today, we're going to activate our ability to bring down zero-point energy. Now to prepare. If you feel guided to write things down ahead of time, feel free to do so. Or if you are a person who makes mental lists, that works too. Prior to doing this meditation, you'll want to, one, state your intention for healing. 2. Receive permission from the people or beings you wish to send healing to. 3. Receive permission from Mother Earth or any interplanetary places you wish to send healing to. And 4. Create a list of people, events, and or circumstances you'd like to manifest for your heart's desires. Please be aware that there may be terms used you're not familiar with, such as chakras, causal body, Merkaba, and the like. Just assume your higher self knows what these are and will only allow what is for your highest and best to take place. Action will follow intention. Also, if this meditation feels overwhelming at any time, just do what you can do. It's not necessary to complete the meditation every time. Do what you can and sit in a sacred silence the rest of the time. All right? Here we go. Begin by balancing your chakras using whatever way you are used to using. If you aren't used to this, just hold the intention that all of your chakras are balanced, aligned, and spinning in the right direction. Turn your awareness to your heart space and concentrate on feeling the emotions of love, joy, and gratitude. If it helps to remember a person or circumstance in which you felt those feelings, do so. Allow the feelings to build and build inside your heart. Let's begin with the physical body. Invite all the cells in your physical body to begin feeling love, joy, and gratitude. Really feel this. Feel the fullness expand in your body as you allow yourself to experience these feelings. And when you're ready, invite all the spaces between your cells to feel love, joy, and gratitude. Really feeling it. Feeling yourself expand even further. Do the same thing for your emotional body. Invite love, joy, and gratitude into the cells of your emotional body and really feel it. Feel the fullness expand as you allow yourself to experience the feelings and invite these feelings into the spaces between the cells in your emotional body. Continue inviting your cells and the space between your cells in your mental body to feel love, joy, and gratitude. Really feel it. Move to your spiritual body and do the same thing. And now do the same thing with your causal body. And now your Merkaba and light bodies, feeling love, joy, and gratitude, and expanding into those feelings. Know that in this state, you are connected to your divine self. Send love, joy, and gratitude to your divine self. Stay in that space for as long as you wish. Keeping those feelings of love, joy, and gratitude, prepare yourself for sending this to those from whom you have received permission. Ask your divine self to send it to their divine selves. See those emotions filtering from the divine self directly into each in whatever way is for his or her highest good. When you feel it's time to move on, ask that this love, joy, and gratitude continue to filter through each person as long as he or she needs it. Next, ask your divine self to send love, joy, and gratitude to Mother Earth. Ask that your divine self connect with hers. Allow love, joy, and gratitude to filter through the divine selves to Mother Earth in whatever way is for her highest good and healing. Just send it. Don't be attached to the outcome. See this continuing as long as is necessary. Ask your divine self to send love, joy, and gratitude to other planets, stars, or universes. Ask that your divine self connect with theirs. Allow love, joy, and gratitude to filter through their divine selves in whatever way is for their highest good and healing. See this continuing as long as necessary. And lastly, using your list of your heart's desires, ask your divine self to send love, joy, and gratitude to each and every element on your list. Just send it, without being attached to the outcomes. Your divine self knows exactly what is needed for your highest good and healing. So just allow it to be sent. Know that you are now in divine timing and divine order for everyone's highest good and healing. And that's all you need to know for this moment. Continue in this state of love, joy, and gratitude until it feels complete for now. Know that you can always come back to this place. Know that you can always access the energy anytime you want to. And to expedite the process, you can touch your thumb and index finger together, making it faster and easier from now on to be in and send love, joy, and gratitude. Namaste. You've made a magnificent journey. As you've listened to these words, as you've looked at ancient mysteries, the insights of the metaphysical realm and the laws of physics and quantum physics, looked at your own personal growth and experiences, you come now to the final chapter. It is the final chapter of this book, but also the final chapter of life and its multitude of experiences. What lies beyond this moment in time? Look into this moment, where you exist now, where you are experiencing life, its joy, its sorrows, its disappointments, its frustrations, its passions, its tears and its laughter, contemplating all that is beyond here, all that is here, and all that has been. Look into the moment of now. You are listening to these words. Perhaps they say things you already know, truths you have already gained, and they have not told you anything you didn't know somewhere inside yourself. Now, move beyond these words. You can see the greater truth unfold for the future, for a battle rages during this time in life. It is an ancient battle where fear and greed fight love and hope. There is only one outcome, and it is beyond this moment of now. No matter what course mankind takes, we will eventually move out of this realm. Following the path of fear and greed, the apocalypse of natural disasters, war, and famine looms large. Yet this apocalypse will force mankind to find a higher way. Following the path of hope and love,
the same inevitable end comes, but through a different way, through a loving, gentle way, man passes into the millennium, which prepares those for eternity. Through your personal experiences of love, you learn of your eternal home. Moving through life, you learn the deep understanding that you are loved by your Father, that you are loved eternally. Within that understanding is a reward of love, hope, comfort, and security. Within the consciousness of fear and greed, you feel unworthy, undeserving, that you have not done enough. You cannot accept yourself. You struggle to gain through the illusion what is waiting for you in eternity. And in that struggle, love and hope elude you. From fear and greed, you offer a kind of superficial love, duty, and labor. Even with the knowledge and ability to cause mountains to be moved, and having infinite knowledge of all things, you still do not have what you seek. You miss it. You do not realize that the necessary offering is the true offering of the heart, shining through your motive, not your intent and deeds. When the offering is from the heart, perception and judgment are not clouded, and truth gives manifestation to your motive. You then learn that to love others is to understand and accept their ability to receive love, to accept their sense of perception and interpretation of love as precious, unique, and a part of their eternal identity. You offer your love, expanding it to encompass the sense of perception that each unique individual has. It does not mean that you agree or disagree, or you respond or don't respond with them. Unfolding from that sense of loving and being loved, in that atmosphere of hope and comfort, will be a 1,000-year reign. The spirit of mankind emerges from life to a much higher, greater sense of man's own being, that which man will be in eternity. You have come to the final chapter. You are loved with the total love of your Creator. If you are not conscious of that love, take comfort. By all that is true, you are loved. Your expression of love may be fraught with every imaginable curse of psychology or personal debauchery, fear, hatred, or anger. Your fear and your anger exist because you don't feel that love surrounds you. You hate because you think that which you really want is not given. But love is always with you. You are loved in a unique way. Take comfort from these words. You that do not know the deep comfort of the truth of love itself, of its creation of this reality and life, you that only know the bitterness of the physical, emotional, and spiritual pain that you feel in this reality. Know the hope that this pain comes to an end. It comes to an end and is completed. The eternal truth, the truth that gave this creation reality, you will appreciate more than all others whose path is not as difficult as yours. Your reward will be great, and the love and richness you will experience, a love designed uniquely for you, awaiting you at a moment in the future. Allow yourself to unfold, and allow it to unfold for you. Allow the truth of your eternal identity to unfold within your consciousness. You are an eternal being, an eternal entity, embodied in flesh, but you are not limited by life and the constrictions of that body. You are eternal, and you shall find love, joy, and happiness that is unique to you. You will feel love as an infant within the womb. You will feel love as a child that goes through the pain of birth and feels life for the first time. You will feel love from nurturing arms. You will feel love of family, friends, and loved ones caring for you. You will feel the liberty to express love and the liberty to receive it. How will this moment of emergence come for you? Will it be through understanding the quantum physics that bind all forces together, or through seeing eternal reality itself as the great example? Will it be through understanding that you express the divine formula in your deepest desire to love and be loved? Will it be through your realization that you desire to be loved by others as you truly are, rather than through trying to be what you think others want you to be? Will it be from your acceptance of the truth, preparing the pathway of your consciousness to enter into eternity, into the great spectrum of reality beyond this life? Will it be from your acceptance that this earthly life is an illusion and the dream? No matter what your path is, the reality of love in its eternal sense will bring us to a place where we can greet one another with love that is unconditional and non-judgmental, revealing the profound beauty in each aspect and action of every individual. We will experience that same love for ourselves and know that it is the same love God has for each as you, His precious child. This is the gift you wear as the mantle as you ascend to the presence. At this final chapter in the school of our lives on this planet, look deeply into what all of this means to you here in the present and to the physical consciousness of mankind. Two roads are parting, both coming to the same end. One is fear and greed, reaping as much as it can gather for itself with no regard for anything else. You can see how we have traveled on this very road in what we have experienced in our own lives, how it has brought us here. It has brought us here as much as the love and hope we have experienced. We're just sharing a small dream about what it is like to be in the body of an animal, to feel the pain, the heartache, and the pleasure, to have victory and defeat, to have hope, passion, desire, and anguish. We are dreaming of life at the level of light, where it slows to a place called Earth, Gaia. And when you awaken, you will remember you were here, walking down that pathway, finding in your dream our true character. The master of this insight, the worker or the enlightened one, has always laid down his life for God to help him guide the lives of others into truth, light, and love, maintaining God's covenant with man. The masters have served mankind continuously. Their numbers are great. It may be that you stand within that group yourself, even unaware. For those of you that do stand within this midst, within these temples, within your private lives, standing alone within the light of truth and love in whatever you do, in your service to Him, is what you do to others. You may be called from this life experience at any moment so that the divine formula can unfold. The prophecies have proclaimed it, and the time approaches when a new and unique pattern is formed for this human race. The subatomic universe is the same as the cosmic galaxies of the stars. It is the same fractal pattern. The future of mankind unfolds naturally as it unfolds in everyone's life, in your life. Mankind's battle is the same battle as yours, the battle of love and hope versus fear and greed. To experience this struggle is the prize. It is simply the way that it is. It is based in the hope of mankind to love and be loved. It is your hope to love and be loved. This is man's deepest desire and your deepest desire. Its manifestation is within the spectrum of perception and is unique to each individual, unique to you. The pattern you manifest is just as true and real to all as it is to you. What can you do to change the course of events for yourself? What can you do to change the course of events for mankind? Simply open your heart to love and be loved. To God's unconditional, non-judgmental love. If it is a smile, if it is a kind word for another, if it is that unselfish, charitable act which you simply do spontaneously, it is the greatest victory you can give to your brothers and sisters. It is the greatest triumph throughout eternity. For in your dream of life, you were loving. In your dream of life, you learned that you were. You just were. In your dream of life, you discovered the truth and lived the final chapter. In your dream of life, you awakened and found the way home.